a discussion of NATO's role in Libya as events unfold coming up. But we begin in Tripoli, where there's been a remarkable transformation from Gaddafi's fortified compound in Tripoli, formerly a headquarters for a besieged leader. It became yesterday a trophy for the rebels, and now it's something of a broadcast center. Correspondents actually reporting from the compound itself, although Muammar Gaddafi himself and his sons remain at large. Wira Davis, correspondent for our partner, the BBC, just filed this dispatch from the compound.
There's just been a burst of outgoing fire, a small arms fire you can hear whizzing over your head, and also heavy artillery fire which is landing in the city itself. It's difficult to say how many Gaddafi loyalists are still fighting to the death inside the inner sanctum. Of course, last night, hundreds, if not thousands of rebel fighters got into the compound thanks to also the NATO bombardment. The problem is it is a huge, difficult, very complex area. And even though much of that complex is now under the control of the rebel fighters, there is this core of Gaddafi loyalists who are either to the south of the compound or in the compound itself. And they're still making it a very dangerous place. We've been back inside the compound this morning, and we had to retreat because of the arms fire.
Still describing a situation of gunfire and fighting outside that compound. That's the BBC's Wira Davis, correspondent for our partner at the BBC. So Gaddafi nowhere to be found, but the rebels are moving quickly to show signs of governance, meeting with the foreign envoys. There's even talk of moving the headquarters of the rebellion from Benghazi to Tripoli by this weekend. To assess what's next, we're joined by Kurt Volker, who's former U.S. ambassador to NATO, now international managing director for the BGR Group. Mr. Volker, good morning to you.
Good morning.
NATO said something yesterday that was a little bit puzzling to me. There was a spokesperson who offered to help, that NATO would be in a supporting role going forward for the people of Libya. Now, that is not an intervention. It doesn't necessarily mean there will be troops on the ground. In your view, what does NATO's involvement mean from here on out in Libya?
Well, I think there are several things that could be meant by that. In the first instance, this is not quite over yet. They haven't found Gaddafi. They haven't defeated all of the last elements of the regime. And so to the extent that there is some effort to fight back by any of those elements, the rebels may need some support in that. So that's one thing. A second would be some help with intelligence as well, particularly electronic intelligence, which NATO would be able to help with. Then thirdly, the rebels themselves, the Transitional Council, are going to have a very difficult task in establishing security in the country under their own authority now. And that's going to be both military security, but then also policing security. So to the extent that NATO allies can provide some technical assistance to help the rebels go about that really massive task of establishing a new government, that's something that I think NATO allies individually would also be able to do.
So far, at least according to the New York Times, a NATO military official said yesterday that there's a fairly extensive amount of coordination with air assets, targeting selection, that sort of thing. But you're saying that this is going to have to morph into something much more traditional policing work in cities like Tripoli and maybe some places that are still in dispute, for instance, some of the smaller cities outside of Tripoli, right?
Well, exactly. It's a transition phase right now. I mean, until a few days ago, we were talking about rebel ground advances using military force and airstrikes. That's not going to continue once the last elements of the Gaddafi regime are gone. In fact, we're in that transition phase now. And as the Transitional Council sets up its own government, they're in the lead. They're going to be trying to create a new government and new institutions in Libya for the first time in several decades. They'll decide how they want to do that. They will have access to these billions of dollars that the Libyan government has stashed away overseas. But they are going to need some technical assistance and support as they go through that process. And I think what you heard from the NATO spokesman was a general willingness to try to be helpful.
We're talking with Kurt Volker, former U.S. ambassador to NATO, now international managing director for BGR Group, which is a bipartisan government relations and investment banking firm. Kurt, I don't want you to speak for NATO, but what would you suggest going forward in Libya? If NATO does the police work, would you recommend a sort of reconciliation kind of process that would deal with Gaddafi and his sons and members of the regime inside Libya, or letting the International Criminal Court handle that and the Libyan rebels would focus on developing sort of institutional civic life on their own, maybe with the assistance of the United Nations, that sort of thing?
Right. First off, let me just say, I do not think NATO should do police work. In fact, I don't think NATO or NATO countries should have substantial numbers of troops or police or anything on the ground in Libya. It's not really necessary, and it needs to be clearly a Libyan-run process of the Libyan people themselves reestablishing control over their own country after the departure of Gaddafi. So I wouldn't see NATO on the ground there. Now, in terms of the political process moving forward, similarly, this has got to be something that the Libyans themselves decide. They've had this dictator in place that had a brutal regime. People were murdered, disappeared, tortured, and so on. They have to decide what is the right measure of justice in their society that can bring the society together. And that's a very difficult and tricky question because of the tribal and the clan and the other geographic distinctions among the people of Libya. They've got to figure out how to stick together as a country and work with everyone, not have so much retribution that would alienate parts of the country, and yet at the same time provide a measure of justice for dealing with Gaddafi. It may be that they decide that the International Criminal Court is the best, most fair way to go because it doesn't advantage any particular party inside Libya. That's conceivable. I don't know that. An alternative would be that they would want to bring him to justice inside Libya itself, and I think as an international community, we would have to respect that. It's their country.
Kurt, would you suggest, though, that NATO does have an interest in leaving experts there to try and make sure they've secured all the perhaps anti-aircraft weapons and other things to make sure that during its chaotic transition, Libya doesn't become a safety risk?
Sure. Handling the issue of weapons is something that we're going to want to work on very closely. We'll have liaison people, coordinators with the Transitional Council. You want to go after loose weapons. You want to go after the possibility of any weapons of mass destruction, like chemical weapons. And you also want to be providing them some kind of a security assistance so that they know how to go about a responsible policing and security effort in their country.
Before we go, do the chemical weapons reports worry you, Kurt Volker?
I'm in Washington, D.C. right now. No shaking.
No, but the chemical weapons that they've talked about, there are stockpiles in there. That would definitely be a NATO responsibility, as you suggest. Kurt Volker, former U.S. ambassador to NATO and now international managing director for BGR Group, a bipartisan government relations, strategic communications, and investment banking firm. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you very much.